It seems today everybody is becoming a citizen journalist through Facebook and Twitter and blogs. If you have access to a computer, an iPhone, camera, you can be a journalist too. There's many advantages to this. It puts a lot of pressure on people in powerful positions as police officers, politicians, and gives us people power too to counteract them. There's for specific examples, like in the case of Eric Garner. He was choked to death in New York City by a police officer. He was arrested for illegally selling cigarettes, yet ended up dying. This was caught on video and went viral on YouTube and became a threat for police officers. And now there's lots of things are changing in the U.S. and laws are starting to appear to help lower the power of police officers and give more rights to everyday people. We see this in a lot of other examples as well. Some drawbacks to citizen journalism include the lack of privacy. No matter where you go or what you do, there's somebody with an iPhone. And you have to be really careful what you do, what you say. Big Brother is always watching. But at the same time, with Facebook and Twitter, all our lives have become public anyway, and we are okay with that.